Yo, what's up? This is Movie Bonfire. This is Zach, back from the dead.
You sound really excited about being back.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Sound like you never even died like Jason Voorhees.
I feel like I'm going to ruin this one because the last one was so good without me. Like, I feel like maybe I shouldn't talk this time.
That's kind of what we were thinking, too. Podcasts are better with two people. Oh, wait. Podcasts are better when I'm in it. Okay, tell us about this movie. Where are we at? We have three more to go? God damn, I'm so sick of this.
We're at part nine. Nope. There's 12 movies total.
Oh, yeah, there's three more. Oh, my God.
This should be like a torture. They should use this like for Iraqi prisoners. What do you think?
Yeah, this stopped being fun like four movies ago.
Yeah, but if you look at this movie, you can see, I think, how Nightmare on Elm Street series, how much torture that would be. Because this is when New Line gets a hold of it. Along with their Freddy, and they're like, let's grossify this up. Let's make this just like Freddy. All the, like, oozing people die and, like, their skin falls off. And
I
like,
don't understand why you guys don't like that. That was the best part.
You know, I'm just not a big gore fan.
Did you not like the body basically split in half in this one?
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's just blood a little bit. This was, like, when people's flesh is melting and it's, like, sticking to the ground and right their jaw comes off and they exploded Jason body parts and the guy eating it. That's just over the top gore I'm not that into. I don't know if you guys disagree.
That is weird. I really disagree with you. I think that's the parts that I mean, at least you're going to go for the throat. At least throw some gore in there.
So are you like a big Hostel fan then?
No, I never saw that.
What about Saw?
I do want to see. Oh, I like Saw 1, but I don't think that was really gory.
Oh, yeah.
Hostel was really brutal and real violence.
Like, yeah.
I don't think this reaches that same category. Like, none of this seemed even remotely real. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Hostel, it was like, oh my God, that guy just really shoved that thing in her eye, and it's like, holy
What is the point? Why did the bodies decompose when Jason leaves them? I would expect them to just die from the wounds that they had received because they were no longer had Jason in them, so they would just die. But instead they like decompose to skeletons.
That's not dramatic enough, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. Who composed? Decomposed.
Make your confession here, Will.
What?
You know what it
I
is.
I only made it through half of this movie. But
this great movie.
Yeah.
That he
but
loves.
The setup was awesome. I mean we set up, we're like back at Camp Blood. It's like gonna start off like all the rest. The girl jumps in the shower. It's like, oh, here we go.
Really hot girl, by the way.
Same old crap.
A girl
we've seen 100 times.
Wearing like a Victoria's Secret bra.
All of a sudden, Jason comes out. I don't know how he got back from New York. It's a long way back from the city, but he must have swam back.
And regrew from being a baby at the end.
Anyway, I can look beyond all that. Anyway, she's basically bait. She's baiting him.
Actually,
she runs out of the. Can I just finish my?
Yeah, go ahead.
She runs out of the Camp Blood. Jason in tow, all of a sudden, these super light bulbs flash up, and it's an army, basically.
FBI.
It's FBI?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Some sort of military people. They blow the shit out of Jason, blow his head off, blow his arms off. It's like what I've been hoping for the whole series. Like, why don't you just cut that fucker up into million pieces? Finally, they do it. And the guy's like, clean this shit up. And then, you know, something's going to happen when they get back to the morgue.
Or
you see that heart beating. The heart is on the ground, just basically beating.
You get the omen of that with Carl Lewis in the background, or Carl Livingston, whatever his name is. The bounty hunter goes, I don't think so.
I don't know what he was talking about there. I got him confused with the coroner. I thought that was the same guy at the beginning.
Oh, my God. What, all black people look the same to you?
No, two black people look the same to me.
This is early 90s. We've got, you know, multiple black peoples in the cast.
Yeah, not just one who's a boxer.
Yeah.
Or a woman who dates ex-prisoners.
Yeah, we're past Token now.
Yeah.
I just like the whole idea of Jason being known the world over as a great serial killer. The town, like, is capitalizing off of his legend. We have the diner making Voorhees burgers. Actually, the woman who was the diner owner, she was awesome with her little husband.
Yeah,
God, that was hilarious.
Those were two great characters.
Look, it crosses over into camp. It just said we're gonna Jason is stupid. Everyone knows it. We're gonna have some fun with it, and I like that. And I don't know. At least I had a story.
But it it changed the story completely from what we watched for the first eight.
Did you really want to watch another series of 15 girls getting killed? That's
no,
it.
No, but
go back to the.
How hard would it be to make the story continue on with it? Like, I mean, they brought him back to life with electricity. That was stupid, but at least they tried. This was like as if it came out of nowhere, and then suddenly there's a magic dagger, and Jason has a sister.
I didn't make it there.
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's all supernatural. They go back to Jason, the old Voorhees house. What? When was there an old Voorhees house? Jason lived in a shed in the woods.
I don't understand why you're so mad.
It's so far of a stray, I thought. I guess that's the reason I really hated it. I think if you saw the end, you probably would have really hated it.
Hopefully.
Because, I mean, they like...
Is this what... Wait, do you want to give away the... I read about the final ending.
Of this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I don't even know if this is... I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bracken.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Is it... Does... what's his name come out? Freddy? At the end?
Just his arm. And his arm is, I read, it's played by Kane Hodder, the same guy who plays Jason.
Jason Voorhees. And security guard number two.
Yeah.
See, I would love that. It'd be like, here we go, Monster Fest. It's like Werewolf meets Dracula coming out next.
In hell? Because Freddy's in hell too right now, at this time in 1993, after the final nightmare.
I don't know why you guys don't like that. Mixing genres, all that, that's good. Cross-pollination. Listen. Don't you like when Iron Man sees the Hulk?
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
but
great
here, not
idea.
Why is the Marvel Universe okay, but here you're like, let's have the monster movies cross paths, and you're like, oh, fuck this. This is not realistic.
No, they definitely could have done that, but they didn't build up. Like, why did they invent all this nonsensical stuff? Why didn't they just put, if they want to explode Jason, put it at the end. Set a bait at the end and blow the shit out of him, and then we can go, oh, my God, they finally blew the shit out of him. Instead, we do that at the beginning as a red herring, and then... have all these multiple Jason.
I love it when storylines do shit like, what are they going to do now? And they did that in this movie. They blew this fucker up in the first 5 minutes. How are they going to get him back? Then they have this thing where he jumps from body to body. That was totally cool.
Would you call it a heart turd?
Heart turd.
And if you got farther in, you would see it. It's actually a little like sperm monster with legs that runs around on the floor. All right. That was a pretty sweet special effect when it crawls out. They decapitate this guy and it crawls out of his neck.
It's a little worm.
The little worm. Yeah.
Voorhees worm.
Yeah.
Yep. And it then goes down and impregnates his dead sister.
Yeah.
You can keep all that family ties shit, like the daughter and the son. They're the only ones that can kill him.
Yeah.
Why the hell does this?
Yeah. Why?
Why does the?
Because Corey Feldman killed him pretty well, I thought, and he's not related to him.
And he didn't use that dagger, he used a machete.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Did this dagger come from? And how did Carl Lewis have this dagger?
Why do you keep calling Carl Lewis?
What's his name?
Duke Ellington. I don't know, it's something like the Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Duke Creighton.
Duke Creighton. Duke Creighton.
Yeah. You call him Carl Lewis. I thought that was his name.
I think that's his real name, Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
I'm thinking of
Arrested Development?
No.
Predator?
No, Apollo Creed, man.
Okay.
Yeah, laugh it up.
So, okay.
I said my piece. You guys rip on out here.
I stopped keeping track of the kills because it was just, you wouldn't even see them, and then they'd be like, five more Jason-style murders. This person died, and we don't even see most of them. Some people we don't even know. He runs up and slams a car door on a woman's head. We don't see it.
Yeah.
Did he kill a boyfriend? Who knows? Nothing makes sense in this movie. And then we've got like this campy humor of like the slapstick, the little pussy cop who arrests the little pussy boyfriend who's going to save the day.
Steven?
And, yeah.
He was a good hero. Why was he separated from his baby? That's my baby. It's the first time I get to see him. Like, what was that?
Apparently he left her, because remember when they were driving the car, she said something about... He's like, I promise I won't leave this time. She's like, yeah, right, that's what you said last time or something.
Oh, God, Steven.
So I guess
fucked it up.
He left her, never saw his kid. Now he wants to get back with her. She doesn't want to because she's dating Home Slice on TV.
And then, but then at the end, they just make out right over Jason's the dead body that got sucked into hell. Yeah, let's make out now.
Yeah.
Amazing. This movie is so bad. This is the worst. This is the worst of all of them to me.
Not to me.
I hate this movie.
Second best.
At least, like...
Wow.
Number 6, 7, and 8 were really bad. Dangerously bad. But this one goes beyond that somehow.
You would have liked just to continue on with Freddy in New York City. Just do another one like that, and you would have been more happy than this.
With Freddy? Can you even remember the guy's name? This is why you... See, this is why you can like this one, because you can't even remember the guy's name from one minute to the next.
I said,
what do you care about the plot line?
What did I say, Freddy?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Now,
maybe you should have only watched half of it. I don't know.
One thing we did miss in this one, we didn't have crazy doomsayer.
Yeah, there was no one.
Nobody warning anybody.
Well, Duke Creighton.
Duke Creighton
was warning. He was saying Jason's still alive, and I'm the only one that knows how to kill him.
Yeah, but that was just matter of fact. That wasn't
Give me 500 grand.
He wasn't mopping anything. You know?
That's true.
It doesn't count.
Oh, and he wasn't like saying you've been warned and like
yeah.
you're doomed or anything like that.
No. He was an actual character, which...
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to a side guy who just dies.
Yeah, sort of defeats the character purpose.
All the 1993 special effects with the light stuff that's supposed to be like the soul of Jason coming out. You didn't think that was just terrible? It's right at the very beginning.
Well, are we
when he
are
eats
we
the heart
by
like,
our standards? Though?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I guess I am judging it by
like
my standards now.
Standards,
but
like,
it's like Ghostbusters, yeah.
Oh yeah,
like yeah, okay,
yeah, exactly.
I love those
yeah.
kind of special effects, like the ghosts flying around, like Raiders of the Lost Ark type thing. Yeah,
it's like that. It.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely bad, but I think in 93 it would have been less bad.
Yeah, that's true. You might have even been like, wow, look at that red light. How'd they get that on the screen?
So bright and, like, completely not part of the scene.
You know what I think is? I think that the series is reaching the point where we're actually at. Like, we're just sick of it. Or no.
Actually, that's a good point, because
yeah.
I know I was pretty bored of the series after 8. I was not looking forward to 9, except
yeah.
I thought I was from the first guy.
Shit, I don't know.
So, I mean, maybe they did what they had to. Maybe they said, you know what, we've got to break away from the original, because another Jason, like it always has been, is just not going to be received well.
Yeah, instead of saying, no, we're not going to make another one, they were like, okay, we'll make another one, but we got to do something new.
Yeah.
And they tried something new, and they failed at it.
Yeah, I got
they
really good
up.
Reviews.
Yeah.
They got good reviews?
Really
no.
bad reviews.
I don't know what you would review good about this.
It only made like 7.6 million.
Yeah.
Woo.
In the first weekend.
Well, for New Dimension Films. Dimension
New Line Cinema?
New Line Cinema, whatever it is. It's probably good for them. Just have Paramount's out of there.
So Paramount must be like the more conservative executive producers. They're like, no, we got to stick with what we know and what we have and
yeah.
just keep pushing that till we drive it in the ground. Whereas New Line's like, okay, we'll take this on and we'll just try something totally new and just see what
it's
happens 90s, with it.
Baby.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you like that? I like that.
I would like that if it worked, but it didn't work. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I read that there is a comic book that covers the time period between part 8,
yeah.
when he's in Manhattan, all the way to the start of part 9. And
yeah.
explains how he got there and how why there's an FBI division devoted to killing Jason. That would have been a good movie.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
I like the newscast. It was like Inside Edition. Ta-dang. Posting the thing.
Well,
let me ask you this about along the lines of the studios. Did the same thing happen to the Freddy series where it was an original studio and then New Line picked it up? Or was that is that one continuous studio? Like what I'm trying to get at is like, is this New Line like the garbage collectors who get
series
like
killer?
They'll just go and grab like the last remnants of a series and like go. Yeah, we'll throw some money at it, try to eat some bits out of it.
I
Do you
know
this?
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know who made
I
the first
I think
one.
That New Line already owned Freddy. That could
it
be wrong.
It was New Line all the way?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That would make sense. New Line. They get the old stuff and make it new.
Now, is that a Jason 10? Is that
New Line
as
again.
Well?
Yeah.
Is that, how about...
Remake?
The remake.
Yeah.
So they're just milking it.
On the new one, they banked on it.
Yeah, the new one is actually really good. So you got a treat at the end of the rainbow. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
What about the reboot of Halloween? Is that New Line as well? You know, like at the...
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that rock star guy that makes...
Rob Zombie?
Yeah, is that New Line Cinema?
He's not funding that whole movie himself, is he?
No.
I'm just saying. Wow.
I
don't know if he's going to pull up.
I'm saying...
All right, well, where would we go from here? Because we have to go to Jason and...
In space.
Do you want
the next one?
Oh, we don't even go to Freddy and meets Jason?
No. That's 11. Well, this movie was setting up. New Line was like, okay, we killed off Freddy, we killed off Jason. It's 1993, we got them both ready to meet in hell. They couldn't get a script together fast enough. So, in 2001, they brought out Jason X. Instead of just waiting for the Freddy vs. Jason, which they set up, they brought out Jason X next.
And then they went back to Jason
yeah.
and Freddy?
Yeah.
This is like an 8-year period between 1993 and Jason X?
Yeah. Where they couldn't, where they were just like, I guess they couldn't get their shit together to make a script for Freddy vs. Jason.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
God, I'm looking forward to Jason in space.
This, did you notice that there was, they said on the news that there's 83 confirmed kills attributed
yeah.
to Jason?
Scores,
I wonder if it's because,
scores more.
I wonder if it's because people were keeping track, like how we've been saying how many kills there
yeah,
were.
I'm sure.
I wonder if they're like, oh, let's see if people count these out now and be like, what? There's 84.
Yeah.
The way I had websites out at that point, so maybe somebody had the Jason body count website. Like, oh, we got it right there.
It's just text. The text websites.
Yeah, I don't know. This one was pretty bad for me. I mean, I can't decide. What do you think? Is it better than 8 or worse than 8?
You know, I would have to say
better.
It's a tough call.
It is.
If you're talking
really
just
bad.
Watchability, I don't know. Because 8 was really hard to watch. 9 was like a little more watchable, but it really sucked. It was kind of like one of those, like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop doing that.
Yeah.
But you could still watch it. So I think I'd put it lower just because.
I think you guys just have a lot more respect for Jason Cannon than I do. I'm okay. Tear this shit apart. You guys are like, no, we have to stick to the rules of Jason Land.
Well,
is that
I think
true?
Maybe.
You can't
I think
have
this. Part of what I'm mad at is this weird
family
stuff
tree
with
of Voorhees and shit.
With the magical dagger. I'm just like,
yeah, it's the
where's
making,
Eddie
making
Murphy? What is this golden child? What's going on?
It's like, yeah, I know that Pamela Voorhees said, oh, my only child, Jason, drowned. I know she said that in the first one, but that's cool.
Yeah.
We're just going to ignore that.
We'll just change it.
You know what I mean? It's that kind of stuff.
Know.
Total string.
Yeah.
That really upset me. But I think 9, just because the chick at the beginning was so hot, that kind of bumps it up over 8 for me.
8 was so bad.
Yeah.
It's hard. At least 9 had a little bit of some story going on. I mean, 8 was just like on a boat. Nothing really happened. Okay, I'll give you that. It's better than number 8.
Okay.
That's
let's
all
say,
you get. That's
say,
all I give
let's
you.
Let's say you're back in 1993.
Yeah.
And you got to come up with Jason Part 9.
Yeah.
What? Give me some storylines that you could do.
Oh, man. I think if I would go back in between Part 1 and 2. And
you'd
I would
bring
show
some Tommy back?
No.
As a 40-year-old man?
No. In between.
Bring Corey Feldman back.
I would make
you
something.
You would probably do it by that
something
time.
With Betsy Palmer and the son, the younger Jason,
some
with him living
show.
In the woods, where I would do like a backstory.
I agree with you that they should have brought back Betsy Palmer somehow. Even if
yeah.
she's dead, they could have brought back some like lookalike.
Yeah.
That's
is
Pamela
she dead
Voorhees,
for
I don't know. She's
I don't
probably
think
dead.
She's
dead. Probably dead now.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Didn't you just watch the interview with her? She was old.
You think she's alive now?
I think so.
All right.
She's alive.
Look it up.
Wait till you look out your window tonight.
I'll tell you what I would have done in 1993. I would have had Jason get hit by a bigger lightning bolt and take away his supernatural powers so he's just a dude again.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And then we go from there. That's what I would do. Because to me, the whole thing got silly once he's unbeatable. Then it's like,
yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know, I would have done this. Instead of blowing him away, like trap him in a cage and then take him in to like study him and then have like a
breakout
psychotic psychiatrist character, like kind of like
Dr. Cruz in Part 7.
Ooh, yeah.
Dr. Cruz.
The guy that wanted to control her telekinesis ability.
Something like Hannibal Lecter in there. Like somebody goes crazy. You got him in that room. Like put him in that room with it like a I could do a lot.
Do you see Jason never talks?
I want to see what is up with Jason. I want somebody to study his ass
yeah,
and figure out what is his deal.
Do you see he never talks? Movie. The only time he talks, ever, is at the end of Part 9 when he's inhabiting... I'm going to ruin this for you, Will, since you haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
When he's inhabiting the young cop's body. of all the other people, when he inhabits them, they can't talk. They just walk around like, like zombie Jason. The young cop acts totally normal and is like, put down the gun, put down the knife, put down the knife. I'm going to help you. He's acting totally normal. And then all of a sudden he just goes back into being Jason and can't talk. So those are the only words that Jason Voorhees ever says.
Can I ask you one question? There was a scene where he had already taken over the coroner's body and he captured the other guy. I think he was a cop. And he had him like back Dexter style in his abode.
Yeah.
Like kind of strapped down.
Yeah.
And he shaves his mustache off.
Yeah.
Like what is that? Is he trying to find somebody that looks like him?
I don't know.
What was the purpose of that?
That made no sense. Again, this
it
is what
almost
I'm saying.
Like, you know, oh, you think you're gonna have his throat slit. No, no, he'll just
this
shave
a
him.
Joke? I couldn't figure out what was happening. Like, I need a clean shaven body.
Well, Jason never had a mustache. Maybe he didn't want to break that.
Yeah.
Although the coroner did, didn't he?
That is way too much thought for Jason. He could never set up that whole...
Jason's like, mustaches are creepy. I don't want one.
And where did he learn to shave?
You know, it was all for the joke, like you said, Bracken. It was like, you thought he was going to get the throat slit, but it was just a joke.
That's the only thing I could surmise.
He all for the camp.
Put, like, shaving cream on him. Where did he get that?
He was just chilling there in the old 40s house, right?
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah.
There is one from when...
I think I left some shaving cream in my old house.
When Corey Feldman shaved his head, there's one back up in the... up in the
that's the Jarvis house. He had to go back to the Jarvis house and get some.
Real quick.
Remember when that kid tricked me back 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I bet I could get some shaving cream.
Low batteries, kids. We're going to have to end this episode.
All right.
That's a shame.
This movie sucked my balls.
Like, this franchise should have ended on number 5.
This is the best episode since part 4. Book it.
Hunt Milk and Honey.